Hello? Hello? How's it going? Well, let me talk to you. Let me say this right now. I am currently doing a voice meme, okay? Number one, what's your name? My name is Kenji Nishimoto. Now, for all those out there, that's actually a Japanese name, believe it or not. There actually are Japanese people on the internet, which is pretty amazing, if you ask me. Okay, number two, how old are you? I am currently 18 years old. I turned 19 on December 23rd, which, again, is pretty darn amazing. Where are you from? Are you living there right now? That was number three. I am from Seattle, Washington. Born and raised in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. You know, Washington. Actually, technically, I'm from Issaquah. If you're familiar with the band Modest Mouse, I don't like them very much. I don't really like them at all. I think they're terrible. But that being said, Modest Mouse actually went to my school, and I've been told that when I sing, I sound arguably similar to the individual, the vocalist of Modest Mouse. I'm not currently residing in Washington. I'm actually in Colorado. Moved here about 2 years ago. And I am currently attending college here, which is pretty fun stuff, majoring in electrical engineering. And I'm not really, I'm answering the question, but I'm going off on tangents, but you know, I'm just fine with that. So majoring in electrical engineering, doing some college stuff, it's pretty fun in Colorado, let me tell you. Okay, is it cold where you are, number four? It is actually currently, I believe it might be snowing. If it's not, it will later tonight. But, I'm not gonna look outside. Do you think I'm gonna look outside for some stupid meme? No, I'm not. I'm gonna just sit here. But, let me tell you, it has been frigid lately, because I'm not sure how it works, from a humidity or climate or whatever meteorological standpoint, but Washington has these extremely temperate, sort of not exactly warm, but at least they're not freezing winters. You know, you never have truly, you never get really all that cold during the winter, and I was really in for a shock when I moved to Colorado, because it's literally, you know, I'm a mile up, number one, on this, in the middle of fucking Rocky Mountains, you know, so, you know, that's a strike against you as far as temperature is concerned. And moreover, I'm in the Midwest, which is extremely far from any body of water, you know, any reasonable body of water. So as a result, you know, not only is it extremely cold, for the most part, but also the wind is fucking terrible. The wind chill is misery. Let me tell you, just misery. It just tears right through you, right to your soul, right to the very soul. But, otherwise, it's some pretty good stuff. So yes, question number four. It is cold as shit where I am. Number five, what's the time? It is currently 11:52 p.m. Thank you, desktop clock. I never thought I'd use you, but I guess you came in handy. What am I wearing? That's number six. Due to the fact that it is nearly midnight, I am currently wearing, let's start from the bottom up, okay? I'm wearing a pair of plaid sort of slippers. They're comfortable enough, made in China, bought them at Walmart. I don't give a shit, they're fucking cheap. It's a nice slippers, I don't give a crap. Okay, then I'm wearing these plaid, flannel pajama pants, and I'd like to go off on a little bit of a tangent regarding the pajama pants. You know, I sort of have a thing. Even though I'm an electrical engineer, I still have to, like, do the cool thing. You know, I'm still kind of a cool guy. I don't think I'm a nerd. I don't want to be a nerd. You know, I don't want to be a furry. Why am I even doing this? Why am I posting this? But anyway, apart from that little existential crisis there, you know, I like to sort of keep the cool thing going on. You know, I like to have my cool, sort of like spiky bleached hair and my guitar and all my bullshit. You know, but I actually like to do the grunge thing. You know, and it's a common misconception that grunge is actually a style of fashion, when this is actually not the case at all. Grunge, in reality, is an economic class, you know, somewhere between poverty and just barely making it, you know what I mean? So, unfortunately, being a poor-ass college student, that's where I am. So, understandably, I buy a lot of clothes at Salvation Army, at the Ark. We have an Ark. It's nice. Never been to an Ark before I came to Colorado, but we have an Ark here, and it's really nice. It's like this big old thrift store. But I go to a Goodwill a lot. You know, I get stuff from the retards. But So one of the things I've been doing lately, just to keep the cold out, because I mean Jesus, I've been actually wearing these flannel pajama pants. I've been wearing these all day, and I'm probably going to wear them to bed too, but I've been actually wearing them under jeans, and I kind of make a point to make sure the jeans have holes in the knees, so then you can still see like the flannel pajama pants coming through, and I know it looks cool, trust me. Just next time you have a pair of like holy jeans, just put some pajama pants under it. That's grunge for you, trust me. And I swear to God, I'm not even kidding. Pair of pajama pants, wearing along with a you know, a pair of holy jeans, maybe a like one of those army surplus coats. Shit, look at you. You're like, you know, like it's like people can't tell if you're a fucking or goddamn Kurt Cobain. You know what I mean? But okay, moving up. Not gonna talk about the fucking flannel no more. We're gonna talk about my T-shirt. Currently, I'm wearing a Seussical the Musical T-shirt that is fun because I was in Seussical the Musical. As a matter of fact, I was the lead role. I was Horton the Elephant. If anybody wants me to post any voice recordings of me singing some songs as Horton the Elephant, please feel free, because, I mean, Lord only knows, I'm just a fucking great Horton the Elephant, you know what I'm saying? So it's just this little illustration of the Cat in the Hat and Horton the Elephant, and on the back is the cast list, and I'm at the top because I'm the best, and everybody loves me. Okay, what was the last thing you listened to? Now, honestly, what was the last thing I listened to? I've been listening to a whole lot of Pandora lately, you know, so I don't really keep track, but, I might put a link up or something, but I have this, Pandora station, and I don't know if you've ever read the webcomic Lackadaisy, but it's literally the greatest thing that happened on Earth. It's indescribably fantastic, is how good it is, but, I being a relentless nerd, unfortunately, regrettably, made a Pandora station based off of Lackadaisy. Like, maybe, like, what Lackadaisy would sound like. Maybe if I was... No, I don't know. It's just a nerdy thing. But anyway, I've been listening to some Stuff Smith. You know, like a Stuff Smith jazz violinist. He's fantastic. People don't think violin is a jazz instrument. You know, fuck them. Listen to some goddamn fucking Stuff Smith. Or, oh, God, it's amazing stuff. Okay. So that's the last thing I listened to. Whatever was on Pandora. I'm not listening to it anymore because it's late. What was the last thing I ate? Last thing I ate was, oh, what do you know? It's still here. Ha ha ha. And it's still delicious. You can hear it. A little bit stale, but we can deal with it. What I currently have in my mouth is a flaxseed and wheat germ bread. I buy this hippie fucking bread. I have no idea why, but it's got like some wheat or some shit in there that like fiber or some shit. I know it's good for you. Along with this fantastic Kirkland Signature. I love the goddamn shit out of Costco, let me tell ya. Because I'm from Washington. Costco's everywhere. Everybody loves the shit out of Costco. It's the best fucking thing that ever happened on Earth. There's nothing in the entire world better than Costco. But, let me just say that, we actually, in Colorado, you know, like, we in Colorado, us Coloradoans, only got our first Costco just about a year ago. So, suffice it to say, I just about shit a fucking brick. Because, I mean, I said to myself, damn, it's not great that we got a Costco now. So now I have this Costco, and I can buy my Kirkland Signature peanut butter, and, so I'm just eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Long story short. Last thing I ate was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's right there. I just ate it. It's good. Okay, what was the last thing I watched on TV? Last thing I watched on TV was... Oh, God, what was it? It was... a commercial for Robot Chicken. Because... let's see, what was it? I had just finished watching Family Guy, and... They queued up Robot Chicken, and it was going through, like, the commercials that plays before it, you know, and, like, the theme song, whatever. And I was like, click, not gonna watch it. Robot Chicken's bullshit. I know, I don't give a shit. People like it. Fuck Seth Green. I don't like the guy. He's not funny. It's like, they took all the most bullshit parts of Family Guy, and they just strung it together in a show. And it's just... absence of funny. Sorry. Okay, what is your favorite TV show and why? As you can probably tell, due to the fact that I'm on a furry website, and, you know, I mean, shit, come on, what do you expect a furry to like, you know? Oh, yeah, I really like CSI. That's a good one. That's a good one. But, no, I actually, like, really enjoy Mythbusters a lot, you know, the whole electrical engineering thing. But, other than that, I watch the news a whole lot, like to watch news, stay up to date on the topics of the day, you know? It's an exciting time, let me tell you. But, mostly, honestly, I really have this fascination with programming intended for children probably half my age. Truth is, you know, stuff like Chowder, My Gym Partner's Monkey. God, fucking, have you seen My Gym Partner's Monkey movie? It was hilarious. It was fantastic. But My Gym Partner's Monkey, you know, I think I already said Chowder. Flapjack, you know, Misadventures, Flapjack, Adventures of Billy and Mandy. Good stuff all around. You know, it's just quality animation, quality writing, just really a treat, Cartoon Network is. That being said, I don't know what to think about this whole Total Drama Island or 16 thing, because I know. I know, it's just a... it's kind of too Canadian-y for me. And don't take that in any sort of offensive context, Canadians. But what I mean by that is that, you know, it's just not funny, unfortunately. I mean, it's just... can't even explain. Just watch it, and you'll just feel this coldness come over you. Like, shit, what the fuck is Cartoon Network doing? They're turning into... what Nickelodeon turned into, you know? God, I hope not. But that being said, let's move on. Quick, find a book or something with text in it. Flip to a random page and read some of it. Go. Okay. That will be done. With me, I have a... with me, I have a very large sort of coffee table book. Got it when I was about 16, about like maybe like 3 years ago, 2 years ago. But it's actually The Art of the Matrix. You know, it's gigantic, it's huge. But it's actually got all the concept art and script of the Matrix. So I'm just gonna read you some Matrix here, okay? Okay, let's see. And I'm just gonna see. I flipped to a crappy page. I flipped to a crappy page, but now I can't do anything with it. You know, I have to read this crappy page. Free? You call this free? All I do is what he tells me to do. If I have to choose between that and the Matrix, I choose the Matrix. Trinity. The Matrix isn't real. Cypher. Oh, I disagree, Trinity. I disagree. I think the Matrix can be more real than this world. I mean, all I do is pull a plug here, but there, you have to watch Apoc die. She looks at Apoc, her face going white. Apoc, Trinity? He grabs out the cable in Apoc's neck, twists it, and yanks it out. Cypher, welcome to the real world, eh, baby? Now, that didn't sound anything like the movie, but hey, fuck it, I'm reading from a script. I just played three fucking characters there. I'm the greatest actor who ever fucking lived. Suck my goddamn dick. Okay. There we go. What was the last movie I saw? What was it? The last movie I saw was Wanted, and I fucking hated the shit out of that movie. Let me tell you why. Because I had this thing going on in my mind where I thought to myself, you know, if it's a movie and it's got Samuel L. Jackson in it, it can't possibly be that bad. You know what? Fuck it. Fuck Samuel L. Jackson. Fuck him to hell. He's in my favorite movie. He's in all my favorite movies. You know, he's in Unbreakable. He was in Star Wars. I mean, shit. Samuel L. Jackson is fucking awesome. But you know what? Samuel, I'm gonna be frank with you. You let me the fuck down there. You let me the fuck down. Let me just say that. God, if you cannot understand how terrible Wanted was, don't even talk to me. You don't deserve to watch movies. Let me be frank. It's just making me shiver. Okay. Do you think you have an accent? Talk about that. Let me think. Not really. Not really. I don't really think I have an accent. I mean, I think I talk in a sort of a funny way. Like, because I'm, like, drunk 24/7. But otherwise, I think I have sort of the standard American accent, you know, and like that can be really be used as a word to describe, you know, the sort of classic American accent. That being said, I do have a bunch of friends who are sort of into jazz, and I really dig jazz. And as a result, I sort of have this jive thing going on. I can't do it right now. I can't really do it, but. I also am fluent in jive. Let me tell you that. Let me just lay that on your mind. See, that's a jive phrase, laying it on your mind. Let me just lay that on your dome, boss, huh? Let me just lay it on your dome. But, yeah, I just decided I'm gonna finish this up in some jive, okay? So, listen. I'm gonna hit the sack with something, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna split the scene, and you don't have to listen to my stupid voice no more. And Lord, let me see how long I've been. Oh, Jesus! Almost 20 fucking minutes of just me just sitting here talking to my own damn self. Damn me to hell. Okay, well, I guess I'll talk to you later, folks. Y'all have a nice day, right? Right.